We are happy that we can welcome Jerry Swetcher from Doo Wop at our show. So, Jerry, what is your show about?
Well, thank you for inviting me on your show. My show is about enjoying the wonderful music that was produced from 1945 to 1965, which would encompass the post-war period of big bands and all the fine musicians' work that was done with groups and single artists. In my mind, this period was the golden age of music. One goal of the show is to highlight all the fine harmony groups that were singing in that period. Many of these groups touched on doo-wop, occasionally jazz, blues, a little gospel, to keep things varied and interesting. Plus, many of the original artists have passed away, and there are fewer and fewer still working. In addition, there are many solo artists who gave great performances in the studio during that time period, and I feature them. There was little television and fewer distractions, like computer video games, etc., and people immersed themselves deeper into the music back then. There are not many places in the world that give this music a fair and decent platform, so I'm trying to do that myself. I am hoping to introduce people to a fine art form that they might otherwise be unaware of. I create my show from an extensive collection of music in my own private studio for many years and spice it up with a good tidbit of interesting and colorful research to round it out. However, I like it the way that I do it. I can edit out any mistakes and create a more perfect production. Hopefully, some young people will add this to their playlist and have more music to enjoy.
What type of music is interesting for you in person?
Well, everything on my show is a mirror image of my taste.
Do you have a favorite song from that period?
Do I have a favorite song? Well, I got many favorites. Skylark, the Clovers, and My Reverie, the Larks, would be great examples.
Since when do you broadcast your shows?
Well, I just started doing this this year in January 2020.
Have you had an especially interesting or funny experience at one of your shows?
Well, when I was recording a show, I had a friend's parrot there, and he mentioned a few naughty words, so I had to kind of do a little piece over and have a few laughs there.
How did you get to our station, Radio Störfunk?
Well, I sent out hundreds of emails to a lot of stations, and I just got lucky over here.
What do you like about doing radio?
So I hope everyone listens and enjoys the show.
Thank you very much for the interview, Jerry, and have a nice day. Bye.